Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Welcome all the listeners. The summer hype continues for the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. We just had the book featured in Lower Extremity Review, so we appreciate the comments. You can find it again on Amazon. We got a great doubleheader today, Mike Curry. He's a personal trainer. He's the co-developer of Strong Board Balance Boards. He's returning. Then Dr. Michael Pound, a chiropractic physician. He's the host of the podcast, Heal Better Fast. I was his guest months ago. He'll be joining us. And then it's the Sports Doctors In segment with your email. But hey, Mike Curry, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, Dr. Bob. It's great to be back. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and give us a little bit of quickie background regarding you, Strongboard. I know your wife Adela is your partner, co-creator. Give us a little bit of background.
Well, my name is Mike Curry. I've been a personal trainer for about 24 years, and just in the last 6 years, I've kind of went to the corrective exercise specialist and really honing in on the whole balance and stability training, and came up with Strongboard Balance, and it's been great. And now I've got science backing us up, and really got a lot of things coming with Strongboard in the future.
Yes, it's interesting, Michael. For one of my mentors, the great Bob Guida, kinesiotherapist, rehabilitated and worked with every athlete from John McEnroe to Walter Payton to Jim McMahon. Was always a big, I call it, instability training advocate. I have slides of athletes walking on mini trams 30 years ago. And the strong board, to me, is a big step up in the safe, multifaceted direction of that instability training. I love it a lot for the foot ankle, which we've always talked about. Again, I'm a little prejudiced here as a sports podiatrist. But core training, stability training, and with the new challenges with the super senior population with fall prevention, ironically, I might put an 85-year-old and the best 13-year-old in the country on your Strongboard Balance.
Yeah, and like you said, it's funny that you call it an instability trainer, because even though we are Strongboard Balance, we are also calling our board a stability trainer as well.
Yes. Well, balance. We take both titles. You know, the concept is, when we named it all these years ago, and I write about it extensively in my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, one of my chapters is called The Two Essential Exercises. One is rubber bands for the feet and ankles, and the other one is all sorts of balance training. And the concept, again, is if you create imbalance and instability, you demand every muscle in the body, every stabilizer, to turn on. And that's where we can have both titles for the strong board. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And most people don't even know the difference between balance and stability, you know, one being static and one being while the body's in motion. And like you said, even with elderly, most accidents occur when we are in motion. So maintaining control of the body while it's moving is basically essential for everyone. That's where
now your unit, Michael, where again you have the spring resistant stabilizers, and anybody again can picture in their mind the various positions. And so the spring resistance, I think, is what has really set a lot of the strongboard apart, plus its real stability. And you guys have exercises that involve all parts of the body with the strongboard, don't you?
We do. I mean, it basically works everything because of what you just said. It creates that instability. Our multi-spring technology is what makes us, it does set us apart. We're not like the air-filled bladders that are out there. You know, the springs act as a fulcrum, like a first-class lever system, and it kind of operates like a seesaw. So it basically forces you to engage everything, your whole core musculature, your stabilizing muscles, which are around all your joints. And biggest for me, I love, is not only improving posture and proprioception, but reaction time. If we can improve people's reaction time, they're less likely to fall or get injured.
Yes, that's the high performance end also. I used to call it also, yes. I have another title for you. We used to call it cat training. And these great athletes would say, Doc, what are you talking about? I said, think about it. You should own a cat where they could jump 10 feet in the air and land without even hearing them on one leg. Tremendous stability. And those were the kinds of things that were great examples. What's the website, Mike, for people to find out about you guys and Strongboard?
Strongboardbalance.com. We got everything on there. You can take a look. We've even got the new science that's backing us and all the new information. We got exercises. And, of course, you can order a board.
Yeah, you even got a couple of different colors, right?
Oh, we got
spring.
Many different colors, you know. You'd be surprised what people want to match, their favorite sports team or their, you know, match their gym or even just their favorite color.
Yes, you know, it's interesting. You have a mini unit, which is maybe 50% as high. I gave it to one of my physical therapy friends. Again, I see a lot of prodigies. It's another title of a topic in hashtag Hey Sports Parents. It's called the prodigy sports. You know, I've been putting orthotics and figure skates for 40 years, a 10-year-old. And my poster boy, Evan Lysacek, who's a 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist in 2010, he was 10 years old, he put orthotics in his skates. And the idea, again, of enhancing working balance for these young kids, especially the ones who are specializing, again, think of it, the gymnast, the dancer, now soccer, tennis, figure skating, where you have doctors could tell them all day, play multiple sports, and yet they want to specialize. But there aren't any sports that really, really don't benefit from something like Strongboard. Isn't that true?
That is very true. And we have a lot of athletes jumping on board, not only to, you know, heal.
Pardon the pun? Is that pardon the pun? You got some athletes jumping on board.
Okay. Sure. Jumping on board. But also to strengthen those areas so that they don't get injured, so that they can continue to play the sport that they love so much.
Well, this is something, again, that Strongboard even brings to the forefront, something, again, that I've been talking about for decades and decades, which was, I don't care what your sport is, I don't care what the age of your young athlete is, but you want to strengthen feet and ankles, period. You don't need to have ankle trouble or problems to look to reduce chances of injury. One of the reasons I wrote the book, and my co-author, Sharky Zartman, is a Hall of Fame, former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She was on the national team. One of the biggest reasons we wrote hashtag Hey Sports Parents is that there is an epidemic of overuse injuries in youth sports, let alone the mental side of things, which many of us are familiar with. So the idea of prevention, the idea of you want to be a step quicker, you want to jump higher, then you want to include instability-stability training, cat training in your repertoire. And it's something we've talked about for a long, long time. I would think the personal training community must really be in love with your stuff.
Oh, everybody's in love with it. I mean, when you have a board that just by standing on it can give you automatic and involuntary reactions and contractions, it's going to bring a lot because, it brings increased blood, oxygen, neural pathways, improves healing, repairing. It just does so much for the normal Joe, the elderly, the kids, you name it, the athletes. It you can't go wrong because of the multi-spring technology. It forces every person that gets on the board to get better and to get better.
Yeah, and you're doing it safely. You're able to do it safely again, which is a very, very big deal. A high-performance athlete might be standing on one foot at a time on the strongboard playing catch with somebody else. When we used to hook up people or athletes to all sorts of sensors from the ears on down, and then we would see when we put them on stable surfaces. In those days, we were using mini trampolines. And we looked at them like a clock, and we moved them around in different positions. And again, the multi-directional challenge of something like the springs is really what brings a lot to the table. The individuals wear shoes as well as not shoes with strongboard?
Yeah, you can use any athletic shoe. People love to do barefoot. We have a lot of yogis using it. I particularly will do both, but being barefoot, it's amazing because you feel like you're part of that platform. So wherever that platform goes, whether you're compressing or extending the springs, like Hooke's Law says, you're going to feel as you are the board. And that's where you don't get too much supination as you would on some of these other ones. Your feet are always flat because our platform is flat. So no matter where you go on it, you're going to be safe, even though you're building up the proprioceptors around all those joints. So that's
plus you have you do have another factor. You ought to use me as an advertisement. I told you guys that a year ago.
You
have another factor. The factor is the rebound demand of something like a spring. So not only, again, is it challenging you to move the spring in a certain direction, it's also, again, Bob Guida, he was on the show a couple of weeks ago. You ought to listen to it. And he used to talk about work the breaks, work the opposite. So, again, that concept of these kinds of demands that can safely strengthen all of the supportive structures of the body. And then if you want to get cute and, you're wearing a glove or you're looking to bounce the ball off the wall, we would have different people work something like the strongboard in, either having it at home or in a club. They'd work it in if they were doing circuit training. They might jump on the strongboard for 30 seconds, a minute, minute and a half. You don't realize how taxing it is till you get on it.
And you mentioned rebound. That's exactly like where Newton's third law comes in. You know, the whole every action has an equal and opposite reaction. So when you're contracting on the board, you're trying to stabilize, you're getting an opposite reaction. So then you go into Newton's first law then, because you're trying to stay in motion. It won't let you stop. You're constantly in contraction trying to find that stabilization that the board will never let you find. That's what's beautiful about it. You're working.
I think your scientists are turning you into a physicist, huh?
I love that it all makes sense, and it's really it's just showing how much our board is set apart from every other balance product out there.
Yes, I think it's a step up from so many different ways. And again, it's the concept. It's pushing and enhancing the concept that whether you are a high-performance 10, 11, 12-year-old or you're an 85-year-old great-grandma, you can really benefit from this concept of working balance. You know, Sharkey Zartman, who's a prolific author, this gal, she's the host of Pep Talk on the great Healthy Life Radio. She wrote a book a year ago. It's called Empowered Aging, where she brought together experts from all over the place about all aspects of aging healthy. And I threw a chapter in, and my chapter was called Aging is a Balancing Act. And besides it being a cute title, Mike, it was all about what we're talking about. It was all about the importance of including balance strengthening and balance training as we age. It's one of the best things we've got, might be the best overall, in order to try to you know, keep joints lubricated, to work on some flexibilities, et cetera, in that regard. And again, the do you use the mini with children and maybe clinics using it for rehab?
Of course. And the mini, it's not 50%. It's only 2 inches shorter, but the difference is amazing. But it works the same exact way. It's just not as reactive as the standard one. And that actually helps people that are afraid of heights, elderly, if they're rehabbing a post-knee injury or operation, hips. But kids love it. Kids actually love the standard one. Because, you know, everything is based on weight. So the more you weigh, the more compression you get in the springs. These kids weigh almost nothing, so they're jumping up and down it like it's a toy, not realizing how much exercise they're really getting and how much they're improving their own reaction time as kids. I mean, it's great to see them on it, but it is really good for everybody.
Yeah, and it's interesting, again, like we talk about safety and like everything else, technique, is very important that people learn what they're doing. And and for the most part, how tall is the regular unit? Is that 4 inches?
The tall one, the springs are 6 inches. The board itself is 9 inches. And the minis are 4 inches. So it's just a two-inch difference.
People could find out about all sorts of information, including some of the studies that you guys, that you're talking about, some of the science, as well as some of the different. I know you send that outline. I get different exercises of the month where you have people doing, again. If you do push-ups on this thing, then you're working, again, your upper body in so many other different ways. And these things are affordable, Michael. How much is regular strongboard?
The strongboard retails for $269.
Okay.
Everything is made right here in the USA. We get everything here. And
where are you guys out of? Where are you?
We're at Sylmar, actually, is where our assembly line is. All the parts come from all over the country. I think furthest is Texas. But they all show up in Sylmar and are all hand put together right there. And
are you guys in Texas?
No. Our springs come from Texas, but
where are you?
We're in Playa del Rey.
Okay.
Right next to Venice, West Los Angeles area.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The
1 minute.
That's the BBS Radio is out of California. Again, Mike Curry, he's the personal trainer, A-certified personal trainer. He's the co-creator with his wife, Adela, of this very, very innovative, I recommend it very strongly, the Strongboard Balance. Give me the website one more time, Michael.
Strongboardbalance.com.
Strongboard, StrongBalance.com. Great stuff. Michael, hold on a quick second. Everybody, we're going to be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid, What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about 6 parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, everybody. We are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can check out radio shows from 10 years ago, go to newspaper articles, read all sorts of stuff. I want to welcome Dr. Michael Pound. Dr. Pound is a chiropractic physician. He hosts his own podcast, Heal Better Fast. I was a guest with him. A couple months ago, we decided we would trade shows. Hey, Dr. Michael, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Dr. Bob, it's a pleasure to be on the show today.
Great. Give us a little bit of quickie background on you and what you do. You're a holistic chiropractor. You do sports medicine. Give us a little bit of background.
Oh, great. Yeah, thank you. So initially, I was in college, I was pre-med, and I had essentially looking for ways to help people get better fast. And I'd always been kind of preventative in my lifestyle. And one day my wife told me, hey, you need to go check out this chiropractor, this other profession. So I went and checked it out, and I saw people walking in. They were not feeling well, and then they walked out feeling well. And I said, that's what I want. That's what I want to be able to do. And so I went through college, got into chiropractic school, and here I am, couldn't be happier, helping people heal better fast.
You know, Dr. Michael, I've had dozens of chiropractic physicians over the decades as part of the Sports Doctor. I don't know any athletes who don't include chiropractic medicine in their treatment and prevention. I feel that the chiropractic profession was the leader in the importance of nutrition as well as the importance of exercise. Many of our MD friends 15, 20 years ago, didn't know how to spell either of those words. the value, it seems, of chiropractic medicine has really, really, really grown regarding, and I know you're very involved in the pain handling, pain management side of things. We've got this nightmare with the opioid crisis, with all sorts of pain challenges. And chiropractic has always been drug-free, hasn't it?
Yeah, you know, I work with a lot of medical doctors, and one of the things I learned very quickly in working with these professionals is that a lot of times it's not their fault. You know, they have to follow this cookie cutter recipe, get people
Good
in,
point.
Get people out, in a certain amount of time, and a lot of times they feel shackled by the insurance companies, and it's not the insurance company's fault. It's just the fault of the system, right? And so I think people, when they come to my office, a lot of times the first thing I hear, the positive feedback is, well, you finally, someone who listens, who takes their time and kind of takes a holistic approach, like you said. And a lot of it comes from intuition after having my hands, you know, I've had over 30,000 patient encounters, and a lot of it just comes from taking in a lot of different things that I've seen over the years and incorporating it to that one
hands-on
person. Yes, hands-on.
You know, in sports medicine, one of my mentor, Bob Guida, the world famous kinesiotherapist, was a former Mr. America, Mr. Universe, and we got together in the late 70s, and every athlete in the world came to see him. And the facility, Sports Fitness Institute, was owned by Dr. Pahanik, a chiropractic physician. They were all bodybuilders and weightlifters. And one of the things they made very clear to me when I first met them and really paid attention to chiropractic, which, again, this was hands-on. This wasn't injections or drugs. Not that general medicine isn't very, very important, very key. But when many times, especially athletes, active people, talked about, the ability to have hands-on and to do everything from adjustment to muscle mobilization. And Bob Guida was a very, very big, deep, soft tissue individual. And your profession, you know, as long as I can remember, always included massage therapy, which is such a key.
Oh, yeah, and there's plenty of pioneers in this field. I'm part of the Duke Integrative Health Leadership Program, and there I'm the only practicing chiropractor in the group. However, we all just look at each other as colleagues and people with different tools in their toolbox. And this is a group that's been funded by Dr. Wheel, Dr. Oz, plenty of forward-thinking doctors, including the one and only doctor who started talking about reversing heart disease using diet, which most people would think, is impossible. But, these people come together and realize that, yeah, there's different angles that you can take, a lot of them to get people better faster without the use of these addictive drugs or surgery.
Yes, I've had half of them on my radio show over the decade.
Right.
Have always paid big attention to whether you want to call it complementary medicine. Years ago, the term was used alternative medicine, and it made people think it's one or the other. I've had a Chinese MD acupuncture specialist associated with me for 15 years. And the marriage of Eastern Western medicine, Eastern Western cultures, and the idea, again, of that holistic side. Now, again, we've been paying huge attention to energy medicine. Mind, body, all of these things that years ago were considered, almost quackery. Chiropractic was considered, back crackers and whatever. I'm talking 30, 40 years ago. Boy, you've come a long way, baby.
Yeah, it's once considered, like you said, alternative, is now more mainstream and accepted by most major health insurance companies, as well as the research to support what we do, and I'm really proud to be at the forefront of, when I do continuing ed, most of my continuing ed is actually outside the chiropractor profession, just to get an idea of what other people are going through and how to better help my patients, again, heal better fast.
Yes, it's also, I think, some people are interested in the fact that, chiropractic deals with infants all the way to, there is no age of limit in that regard, and I know that you do lots of children where people would feel, how early does it make sense to include chiropractic medicine with children? What do you say?
Now, that's a great question. So I have four boys. They range from the age of 19 to 5 years old. And my first son, this was before I was a chiropractor, obviously did not get adjusted. I had no idea what benefits there were. And he had chronic ear infections to the point that we had tubes put in his ears. At that point, antibiotics weren't helping. He eventually had them taken out at age 8. But before that, he wasn't able to really go swimming without earplugs. He had chronic ear infections. And just basically the doctors told us this was a genetic deficiency that you know, all my kids would have. The next three kids that came all were adjusted from day one when they were born. These are my own children. Not one of them had an ear infection or were on antibiotics for an ear infection. Now, I would say that's a coincidence, but at this point with three kids, you know, I think we're doing something right. And I'm not saying that, you know, everyone needs to get their kids adjusted day one, you know, but for sure there's some trauma that happens when they're born. And, you know, simply releasing some of the tension from this trauma can
yes,
definitely
I like that
help.
Term. I like that term, releasing tension. I like the term mobilization. Sometimes the word adjustment is, you know, means certain things to certain people. Still, you know, to this day, tell us about your podcast, Heal Better Fast.
So on my podcast, I interview people in the integrative health field. These are people who are, again, open-minded to all different types of healing, including the mind-body. And these are people from all different professions. And really, they come on the show to tell how they help people heal better, fast, their techniques. And like you said, I had you on my show. And I'll tell you, my listeners love listening to how you start with the feet as the foundation and how to support it. And I just love what I'm able to learn from other healthcare professionals. And that's really why I started the podcast, to help people learn what other things there are out there, different ways of helping people under their...
Yeah, you know, in sports podiatry, I sing the song, the foot bone's connected to the ankle bone's connected to the knee bone. Chiropractic, you sing the back bone's connected to the knee bone. And then usually we meet in the middle. How long have you been doing the podcast?
Podcast has been going on since last year, 2017. And so I'm fairly new at it, but I love it, and it's been a great opportunity to talk to other people.
I think you did a great job.
Like you. Thank you.
People can go to sportsdoctorradio.com. They could check that out. You could also see, you got four boys. What you need is my book, hashtag
Hey
Sports Parents. We'll talk more about what your kids might have done when we come back. We're talking with chiropractic physician Dr. Michael Pound, his podcast, Heal Better Fast, and we will be back for our next segment with him, the Sports Doctor. Fox Valley Wellness Center is a highly regarded leader in holistic health, led by Dr. Steve Maress, one of the first Lyme disease literate physicians in the Midwest. His team of integrative medicine practitioners blend the best of conventional and complementary therapies. Dr. Maress is president-elect of the prestigious International Lyme and Associated Disease Society. They specialize in treating the causes of disease, not just the symptoms. Fox Valley Wellness Center also offers hyperbaric oxygen treatment, located at 180 Knights Way in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. For more information, call 920-922-5433. That's 920-922-5433. Hey, the sports doctor's in. Dr. Bob here, sports podiatrist. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. everybody. We are back live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. It's the Sports Doctor. Check out the... We have over 33,000 Twitter followers. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter. We publish all sorts of great sports medicine information, but I've had authors and doctors and inventors and all sorts of great guests. And you can get at Sports Doc, D-O-C Radio. We're talking with Dr. Michael Pound, a chiropractic physician, pain management specialist, and he's also the host of Heal Better Fast, the podcast. What was the website again, Dr.
Heal
Mike?
Better, it's healbetterfast.com.
Okay. And again, you're working with that fantastic group of experts, Duke University. They're very, very near and dear to my heart. Took care of one of my family members for years and years. And that whole aspect of, again, bringing together lots of different specialties as we are. I've talked for 20, 25 years on the Sports Doctor. I don't want to date myself about childhood obesity. Amazingly, we're still dealing with this. Today with obesity-related problems, and we really, really want to be able to talk about prevention, and we really want to talk about nutrition and all of these important things. And again, the chiropractic profession has always paid big attention, to nutrition and exercise. That's, like you guys would say, isn't that the new smart medicine, proper nutrition and exercise?
Yeah, it is. It's funny because when people bring their kids to me, like I said, I have four boys, and at first it's a little nerve-wracking because they obviously their kids are very near and dear to our heart, and we want all of our kids to be better and doing better and healthier and a better life for ourselves, hopefully. And so when people bring their children to me, I really have to put myself in their shoes and think, okay, if this were my own kid, sometimes I'm more protective of my kid than I am of myself. And I have to really keep that awareness there and make sure to address them again holistically and make sure that, they have the best tools that I would do for my own family members.
Yes, very importantly, again, I keep talking about my book, Hashtag Sports Parents. a very important chapter is called Youth, Sports, and Drugs. Again, the reliance on drugs, one of my pet peeves, the United States is one of only two countries in the world, New Zealand's the other one, that allows television advertising of prescription drugs ad nauseum. Everybody, it's like everywhere you look. And the use of over-the-counter, the Advils, the ibuprofens, the Aleves, by young adolescents who are playing serious sport is a big, big problem. Dr. Pound, my daughter, she's playing volleyball. Her ankles are always bothering her. She takes two Advil before practice, yada, yada. This is a very, very big problem. It's one of the things that I know as a natural practitioner is very important to you guys. But this is the reality, Dr. Michael.
Teaching kids is difficult. Not difficult, but you've got to get them excited about learning, about taking care of their bodies. And when they see these professional athletes and other, even their peers, sometimes it becomes easier for them or for their peers to build muscle or grow. They want to grow and they want to keep up and do the same thing. And so this can lead into some dangerous habits of trying to mask other problems and not address the core solution, which sometimes is a little more difficult and takes longer to be able to fix.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's important.
But we have to understand we pay as much attention, again, the mental game, the pressure on athletes to perform, the pressure, Dr. Pound, can you get me better yesterday? As a matter of fact, all of this stuff has caused me to change the definition of, or to add to it, of performance-enhancing drugs. Do you want to know what that new definition is?
What's that definition?
Performance-surviving drugs.
I like that definition. That makes a lot of sense.
That's where it's at 80% of the time. It's these pressure and the mental pressure, again, even on youngsters who are part of a traveling team. They're very competitive. The schedules are overkill times 10. So we have the pressure, the necessity in order to take an over-the-counter pain medicine. Again, 60,000 deaths a year in the United States, opioid-related overdoses. It's astounding. It's just unbelievable. So the natural specialties like yourself and your individual practice to be able to pay big attention to pain-related stuff chiropractically, I think it's a big deal. I commend you for it.
Hey, you know, my kids, you know, a lot of people think I eat nothing bad, I do nothing bad. You know, all my kids, you know, have perfect posture. And I'll tell you what, we do probably do better than most people. But it took a lot of work. In fact, my 11-year-old actually ended up becoming a certified health coach at 11 years old because he wanted to learn how to treat his inflamed ankle naturally. And he wanted to be able to pick what he eats. And I said, you need to make sure to know what to eat. And he wanted different meals than the rest of the kids.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
I'll tell
you
what
else
you
got to
make sure at. I'll tell you what else you got to pay attention to. It's a pearl from the sports doctors. The strength in their feet and ankles. Right. Strengthen their feet and ankles big time, proactively. Like my first guest, the strong board balance, revolutionary. And the idea, again, you want your kids' optimum posture, you want to include orthotics. Of course, I'm prejudiced, but that's what I've seen over four decades or longer of, for example, putting orthotics in figure skates. I never had a coach tell me, you know, Dr. Wall, you slowed them down or you messed up her balance. It was enhanced performance. So the combination of strengthening aggressively, whether you're 85 or 13 years old, looking to include mobilization, adjustment, this kind of attention for your body. And the idea of optimum alignment is what we call the magic triad when we're trying to stay out of trouble injury-wise. Injuries happen, but the epidemic of overuse injuries is a combination or repetitive motion injuries. Right, Dr. Michael? If you're dealing with a young gymnast or a young adolescent dancer, she's dancing 10 days a week, you know, she might be seeing you hopefully once a week to work with her.
Tumblers and gymnasts they're very competitive, and they're up till it could be 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, these kids, these youth, and are very hard on their bodies. And like you said, this is a repetitive abuse to their bodies. They've got to be able to just sustain their regular level of activity on top of all this extracurricular activity.
Yeah.
And
it can be quite a
load.
Well, that's why, Dr. Michael, I always ask guys like us and guys like you when you're talking about these topics to ask you how your sports psychology skills are going when you're dealing with these challenges, or the parents or the coaches who everybody's in a hurry. And again, that tendency. So it's a mental game.
1 minute.
Well, I'll tell you this, Doc. In my practice, I really don't like using the word no, right? When people ask me, should I be doing this? Should I be doing this? I really don't like using negative words. And so I do try and support people in what they want to do. But I always give them a choice and say, when you choose this, this is what you're choosing. And you have to be more proactive to make sure you can do it.
It's great stuff. Dr. Michael Pound, chiropractic physician, pain management specialist, the host of Heal Better Fast. Give me that website again. Is it healbetterfast.com?
Yeah, you got it. www.healbetterfast.com.
Great. Dr. Michael Pound. Hey, man, thank you so much. Hold on a quick second, Mike. Everybody will be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment. Everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athletes. Hashtag, hey sports parents.
You're live.
Oh, we are live. The bumper was in, it was out. Hey, everybody. It's the Sports Doctors In segment where we talk a little bit about some upcoming guests and we add some of your emails. Keep the emails coming. drrewelsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. It was an old website. We ended up keeping a long email, drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Next week, I've got one of the book contributors on with me, Dr. Denise McDermott. She's got her own podcast. She's a author, and she is a child and adult psychiatrist. She's got a great contribution to hashtag sports. Hey, sports parents. And then Kate Nemba Tulali, she is the education director of the great organization, the National Association of Youth Sports. It's going to be a great show, man. We're really going to be talking about the book with the two of them. The following week, Dr. Azam Anwar, he's a cardiologist. He's also a skin infection specialist, talking about some of these very problematic infections that can be passed and dealt with in locker rooms. Chiropractic physician, and he does some TV work. Alex Vidan will also be joining us. I know we've got some emails, so we're going to jump in. Again, it's the Sports Doctors In segment. My website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go back 10 years on radio shows. And you could follow us on Twitter at SportsDoc, D-O-C Radio. Jean, my 13-year-old daughter, she's had concern with what they call loose and dislocating knees. She's had physical therapy. Orthotics have been mentioned. Yeah, run, don't walk, Jean, to podiatry or sports podiatry to include orthotics for your daughter. Half the young girls I see in sports, we're using orthotics because of knee trouble. One of the best stabilizers. We've had great success. We term the condition ligamentous laxity. I don't know if this is specifically what you're dealing with. It's a looseness of the ligaments and the attachments, loosey-goosey. It's one of the commonalities with some of these knee concerns and strengthening and shoe mechanics and orthotics are a big deal. So talk to your physical therapist. Check out with podiatry. Jesse says, my son is 15 years old. He plays serious soccer. He's had what they've considered to be overuse problems with his ankles. What do you think about talking to the coach? Because what are they, part of their training, they run stairs. They do a lot of jumping plyometrics. Absolutely, Jesse. You want to be able to communicate with the coach. You also want to see a sports medicine individual. When we've got soccer and we've got ankles and we're talking overuse, orthotics are a huge weapon. Check with podiatry. Have your son's foot type checked and look seriously at orthotics and strengthening for A to Z help with his ankles. One of the contributors to the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is Ian Goldberg. Ian's the creator of iSport360, initial or letter I, Sport 360. His whole format, his app, his newsletter, deals with the importance of communicating with coaches and parents. This is a very, very big deal. It's in the middle of sometimes of too many drugs being used, pain medicine, et cetera, because of the injuries and no one's talking to the coach. So, yes, have a positive discussion with the coach. We might see if your son's my patient tomorrow, we are prohibiting running stairs and doing any plyometrics until we handle the ankle problem. So this is something that you want to pay attention to. Speak to the coach and get that diagnosis. Bob says, I'm a 33-year-old. I still play quote-unquote adult hockey. My ankles, again, hurt in skates. Again, Bob, I'll only tell you I've been putting orthotics in skates. Mostly figure skating, but I can give you two dozen names of National Hockey League players. I put orthotics in their skates with great success. So if you are playing adult hockey more than a couple of times a week, usually the answer to the ankles bothering you is not the boots. It's possible. You really want to make sure you're fit properly. You also want to make sure that you're including some ankle strengthening. Rubber bands are great. Balance exercises are great. But if you've been down that road already and you're having problems, plus you want to be two steps quicker, then you want to take a look at putting orthotics in your skates. You might start with buying something like Superfeet over the counter, but the gold program is to get custom devices. If you're playing once a week, once in a while, we wouldn't make that big a deal out of it, although we might be paying attention to your ankles bothering you if it's persistent. Orthotics, big weapon. You can read all about it at my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. Stacy says, well, I got an oldie but goodie question. Does anybody use any more of the Rocker Bottom fitness shoes? Good question, Stacy. We haven't seen those in a long time. The Rocker Bottom shoes, they did present an additional point regarding fitness because of the instability that they would create in some way, shape, or form. The differences in walking patterns. So I found that to be positive. Sometimes in an 80-year-old with ankle problems, and other times in the 30-year-old where we wanted to add some different kinds of foot-ankle challenges with the shoes, but all the hoopla of it being a real, real fitness tool was mostly hype. So you could look to include them if you'd like. Hey, 30 seconds. Charles had said, with Tiger Woods hold up, the first major challenge for Tiger Woods was holding up, and he is. He's played consistently. He stayed out of trouble. The guy's had three back surgeries. We're rooting for him, but he sure has passed that first test holding up. Everybody, hey, man, we'll touch base with you next week for another edition. Thanks to my guest, Mike Curry, Dr. Michael Pound. See you next time, Sports Doctor. Valley Wellness Center is a highly regarded leader in holistic health, led by Dr. Steve Maress, one of the first Lyme disease literate physicians in the Midwest. His team of integrative medicine practitioners blend the best of conventional and complementary therapies. Dr. Maress is president-elect of the prestigious International Lyme and Associated Disease Society. They specialize in treating the causes of disease, not just the symptoms. Fox Valley Wellness Center also offers hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Located at 180 Knights Way in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. For more information, call 920-922-5433. That's 920-922-5433. Hey, the sports doctor's in. Dr. Bob here, sports podiatrist. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.